an abiding victory. This is the same word Jesus used in John 16:33 when he taught the disciples on the eve of his crucifixion, "Take courage because I have overcome the world." The manner in which we've overcome isn't overtly stated, but the implication is that this occurs by means of us relying on true teaching and rejecting false teaching. This is needful encouragement, because false teachers can be enticing, folks, and they have a sizable following. Look at verse 5. This is why they do. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. To be from the world and to speak as of the world means that the false teachers get their material from Satan, who holds sway over the flow of the world and teaches from a worldly point of view. The phrase "the world listens to them" means that they have a following and people listen to them and they obey their false teachings. So John reminds us that popularity isn't the test for truth. Just because people in the world clamor after false belief systems, false religious leaders, and counterfeit organizations doesn't mean that God is any less great or something's wrong with what we believe. The spiritual journey isn't a popularity contest of how many people somehow that we can lure to our side, but it's about faithfulness to God and what He has revealed in Himself through Jesus Christ. False religious systems will be popular if for no other reason than the fact that they appeal to what the world already values. So the world listens because they tell them what they want to hear. I think of the popularity of the Church of Scientology among entertainers like Tom Cruise and John Travolta. And the central claim of Scientology is that humans are gods, that we're all divine, and that we simply need to discover our inner divinity. John would tell us not to be surprised at the Church of Scientology's popularity because it's speaking what the world wants to hear. But he also tells us that people will come to know Christ as well, that God is working in the hearts and in the lives of people, and so we'll see people come out of the world system into faith in Jesus Christ. God always has a remnant. Always remember that it is better to be right than popular. Now, John wraps up our text by presenting the second way we're to test the spirits. Remember, the first part of testing the spirits involves asking the question, "What do you think of Jesus Christ?" The second part of testing the spirits involves asking the question, "Do they divorce authority from the Bible?" Now pay close attention to me here, folks. We got a lot of this going on today. I get this from verse 6 where John says this, "We are from God, and whomever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood." It may not be clear to you how this verse relates to the authority of the Bible, so let me explain. The personal pronouns are very significant here. They are a point of emphasis, both in the Greek words John uses and the way he arranges the sentence. Verse 4 starts with an emphatic "you." Verse 5 starts with an emphatic "they." Now verse 6 starts with the emphatic "we." To whom does John refer when he says "we"? We've seen in the earlier studies that John normally uses the term "we" to refer to himself and his fellow apostles. Therefore, when John says "we are of God," he is saying that the apostles are agents or prophets of the Spirit of God in conveying the very words of God to us. To whom is John referring when he says, he who is not of God? The context clearly suggests that John is referring to the false prophets or the false teachers. Now, with this in mind, when John says, he who is not from God does not listen to us, he's saying that he who is a false teacher doesn't submit himself to the authority of the apostolic teaching. Now, where do we find the apostolic teaching today? It's preserved for us in the Bible. So in effect, John is saying that false teachers don't submit themselves to the authority of the Bible. They divorce authority from the Bible. They don't hold the Bible as their highest authority under God. They may say, well, you know, the Bible is a wonderful piece of literature. They say, they may even have portraits and images of the Bible in their stained glass windows in their church. They may even study the Bible. But they will not listen to it as their final authority to what they believe and how they live. Other authorities are considered higher, such as human reasoning and human feelings, or whatever works best for them. May we not fall prey to this way of thinking. You know, a mechanic has to know what's wrong with your car, and he needs to know something about engines in order to understand that. A doctor needs to diagnose your illness. He needs to know something about the human body, doesn't he? Likewise, for Christians to distinguish truth from error, he needs to know his Bible from cover to cover. Will you recommit yourself to the Word of God today? Now, John has told us that we are to discern the truth from error and then claim the truth over error. If we do this, we will fulfill our calling to trust God's authority and not man's majority. Now, let me tell you like this. The American Banking Association sponsors a 2-week training program to detect counterfeit bills. And during this unique program, one author wrote, the teller never once looked at a counterfeit bill. All they did for 2 weeks was handle, observe, count, hold, inspect, hour after hour, day after day, the genuine article. One individual said this training can include times when all the lights are turned off and the trainees handle the money in complete darkness. They're going to be able later on to detect counterfeit money, as it were, with their eyes closed, just by the texture of the paper. Trust God's authority, not man's majority. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this wonderful book of how to live in the light. We see so much false doctrine in our world today. We see so much false doctrine in many of the churches today. And Father, it's confused people to where people don't believe anything or they believe everything. Father, let us hold the Bible in high esteem, the highest authority. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you stand so we can have our hymn of invitation today?
294.
Passing through this world.